Decided to take a little road trip and come home this morning. We're in Nashville, not Tennessee, the original Nashville, Nashville, North Carolina, near Rocky Mount. That's where I grew up, and that's where we are this morning at the Agricultural Extension Service office and the arboretum that they have created. And we have spoken about and talked to Colby Griffin many times. Over the years, not enough, but good morning, Colby. Put on your microphone. Well, put on your headset.
Is he the one that's on the poster in the post office?
In the Mayberry post office.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, you got all right, Colby.
No, I'm not in Mayberry post office.
Yeah, we don't want to pin that on you, especially in front of your son. So, thank you for doing all that you did to get us out here. We are so flattered, and I'm so honored. And I know Rufus is tickle pink to get out here among all of these beautiful plants. Wow.
Oh, man, it's gorgeous.
Yeah. So, what do you got going on? You have, this is a fundraiser for the Master Gardeners, and... What do we have out here? What are some of the more unusual plants? Why don't we start with those? Or yeah. Have you had time to check them out?
Oh, yeah. Well, to go back to what you said, it is their largest fundraiser for the Master Gardener Program and the Nash County Arboretum. So this is their show today. We're fortunate to have some donations from Taylor's Nursery in Raleigh and also Greenleaf in Tarboro. But some unique plants from Taylor's would be... one of Denny Werner's releases from NC State, the Ruby Falls Redbud. Y'all are probably
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I planted one at my church years ago, and it's stunning.
Mm-hmm.
It is really, that is a specimen plant that if there's ever been one.
Got a nice Coosa Dogwood over there, a national cultivar. It's in full bloom. Fringe trees, one of our native
They have been really pretty this year. They've mm-hmm. been very noticeable. A lot more people are planting them. They don't bloom long enough for me, but they do. When they are in full bloom, they're really something.
It's just a smorgasbord of plants. I mean, Rufus is Bart of the Yard. He can probably tell you more about plants.
Bart of the Yard, yes. Well, I've looked, and this is quite an array of beautiful plants. They're well kept. They're a good size, too. That's what, if you get my age, you want something that is a little bit larger because you don't have 100 years to let it grow. And I'm glad that Mike has a place to come home. I'd be afraid to go back to Boone right now, but people even like Mike Rayleigh here Nashville.
I guess some people do. I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't taken a poll. I haven't walked up to people and asked them, do you like me? So... We'll get past that and just enjoy being here today. Colby, I kept hearing all week all this threatening rain, and what in the world happened, do you reckon? Somebody did some praying.
I prayed to the good Lord and said Mike and Rufus were coming and that some sun's out.
Well, so we prayed too, and I'm sure the general did here too, didn't you?
Yes, I sure did.
Yeah.
So, I'm a Baptist, and we like to pray out loud.
Yeah.
I did some praying.
Okay. Well, that's good. You can do that during the show if you want to.
No.
There may be times we need it.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you're shopping for plants.
Paul McKenzie, ladies and gentlemen.
When you're shopping for plants, you want to look for quality. And there are differences in quality, sometimes depending on the location, sometimes within the location that you go, whether it's a big national retailer.
Yeah, like
especially.
Whether they water their plants or not.
But what we have here at the Nash County Extension Center plant sale is quality. I mean, you can look around and you can see deep green foliage. And this is also a one-stop shop. I'm sitting here. I see herbs. I see vegetables. I see trees, shrubs, perennials, hanging baskets. You know, you got all your plant needs. You got sun. You got shade. It's all here. So just a wonderful selection. Oh, and they got some pottery and stuff too. So,
hey, that I'm sure I asked about it last year. That red vase. So the case in there, the tall or jug or whatever it is, that is pretty. Who did that? Why is it in the case?
Good question. That's before my time. It's been there for years.
Okay. I just love that. It's the most striking thing. It's bright, bright red, and it's a very large piece of pottery. It would look great in somebody's formal garden. But apparently it's not a case and it's not for sale. But you do have, I see some red, I see some blue, you have containers, and people are using containers, especially as they downsize, or people in apartments, whether they may have a container or two, or people who have large homes can decorate. Rufus, I know you've got containers all over the place.
Well, I got all my tomatoes in containers because
Yeah, soil, well, that's another thing.
It's worn out. Not worn out, but nematodes and other little vermin like that. And container gardening, one thing about it, you can move them around.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, you know, even if you've got an extensive garden landscape, you might have a big patio or a porch, and nothing looks better in that location than a beautiful container. And they've got some really nice ones over there. They've got cement and other material, clay materials, so something that would look really nice on a patio or deck, and then while you're here, you can go ahead and fill it up, you know, select the plants that you want to put in it.
Well, I have my eye on that dark elephant ear there. I don't have one. Now, what if I went away from here with that, Mike? You think you could get it in your
vehicle? Yeah, we got plenty of room for that.
We could probably arrange that.
Yeah.
and, you know, the other thing you have here is when you're selecting plants, you have, 30 or 40 master gardener volunteers here to offer expert assistance and advice.
I know. That.
I mean, help. What more could you ask for if you're looking for plants?
Wow. So I guess most horticulturists, extension agents, don't have favorite plants, but did anything really catch your eye, Colby, when it was you were kind of looking around?
When I picked up the Taylor's delivery, the Ruby Falls, I love all of Denny's releases for his red buds. We were hoping to get one of those, but couldn't. So maybe next year.
There's one. There's one on the Person Street side of the Governor's Mansion that I haven't seen this year, but I'm looking. I need to drive by there soon to see it, because it's probably a really pretty time of the year for it, when the leaves are out and getting full, the tree's getting full, and there's different colors in there, the different shades of green and red in there. So that is a very striking. And Dr. Warner has been on the show. He talked to him several times over the years. He frequents Campbell Road Nursery because he lives out that way. But he has he's all over the place. He really is, and has developed so many different types of plants, and he has really honed in on the red buds. And of course, he developed so many of the butterfly bushes that are more diminutive. The
blue chips, lo and behold.
And they don't spread because the larger ones, some of them will throw seeds all over the place.
Well, all you plant gurus here, I want to know, are all redbud leaves heart-shaped?
They're all chordate, yes.
Heart-shaped. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Did you say chordate?
Chordate. Mm-hmm.
Rufus, remember that word. You're a wordsmith.
We try to be words of the day. Chordate.
That is correct, Paul, right? You can correct me if I'm wrong. I think that's
I did not actually study horticulture, so
you need to go ahead and define that.
I didn't have that class.
Chordate.
I believe you, Colby.
Okay, that's all that matters.
We had Amanda Bratcher on last week. Boy, she is a smart cookie.
Goodness gracious, smart. Yeah, no, she knows her stuff. She is such an asset too. I folks like Colby, whatever county you're in, you've got, you know, that local expertise at your extension office, and the folks around the state. It's just a phenomenal group of folks.
Yeah, Johnny and Mart. Now, Mart, you've got an experienced horticulturist and a bouncer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's Joe the Bouncer's assistant.
Big man. So, so many of them that we've had on over the Irv Evans and Sean Gerken came to Nelson knows. I didn't know he was still in the area, but he was on many, many years ago when he was the Johnston County Extension agent, and he'd fill in for Irv, and he was so good on the show and such a smart guy. But he came to our 40th anniversary thing back in February, and it was so nice to see him. And I admire all of you folks so much in the extension service. It's you do a lot for people.
Colby, we're open for business right now. Is that correct?
Actually,
not quite.
Not quite.
9 a.m. Is okay.
And if you're a friend of the Arboretum, you can come at 8:30.
Okay. All right. Yep. So plant sale starts at 9 a.m. And how long does it run?
Until 12.
Until 12. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Folks need to get out here for sure.
Yeah, especially with this weather.
And it's also, I think, the J.C. Ralston's having their big event today. So
oh, okay.
Are they?
If you want to rush to Nashville and then rush back to Raleigh.
I think I might pick this one because my guess is that J.C. Ralston would be a whole lot more bigger crowd.
Sure.
And here you got parking. I think this would be a really nice experience.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, last year a lot of people came here.
Probably worth definitely worth even a little bit of a drive to get out here.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure you got people coming from all over, don't you, Colby?
Oh, yeah, several counties away.
Yeah. I bet so. Wow. You know where the good plants are. What are the trees that, I don't know if they have bloomed over there in the canopy or the edge of the woods?
I believe those are actually chinaberry, noxious weed.
Yeah.
But they smell good.
I know. Yeah, that's what... I wasn't sure.
Mike, I'm going to test Kobe and Paul.
Uh-oh.
Amanda identified it last Saturday. It's got a mountain name to it.
Colby?
Got to hone in on the bloom.
Rufus is showing us
Mount Laurel.
Oh, okay.
Mount Laurel.
Got it. You win.
Calmia.
You just transfixed on Mountain Laurel, but you didn't have luck transporting one or transplanting one.
I brought one from the mountain.
He tried to trick me. He didn't zoom in.
And brought a pickup load of mountain dirt, and it didn't work. But I got this one from John and somebody. They used to work in nursery business.
Okay.
And it's living very well.
All right, we're out among all the beautiful plants in just a lovely spot on Earth, Nash County. Here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener, what a morning it is. We're back on WPTF, the Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh here, along with Rufus Edmiston, Paul McKenzie, Colby Griffin. We are, Harrison is over here playing Game Boy. Is that a Game Boy? It's not a Game Boy. What is it?
Oh,
it's your phone. Okay, well, playing. What game are you playing?
Super Monkey Balls.
So, while Harrison's doing that, we're gonna talk a little bit about the plants that are here. And we're at the Nash County Cooperative Extension Service in Arboretum, and they are having their Master Gardener plant sale today. And it is just gorgeous. Gorgeous day in Nash County, and looked pretty good in Raleigh this morning too. So we had a nice drive down, had a quick drive with me driving, and I don't even know if I noticed a cabin over there. What was that?
That was moved here probably 12 or so years ago. It was at a farm between Spring Hope and Momire. You probably know where Momire is.
I think I've been through there.
It was donated by a family, and it was moved here. They had to move light poles downtown Nashville, and to save it, it was brought here, donated by that family. So.
And is it a tobacco barn or just a cabin?
They moved that as well. So all that is from the late 1800s, early 1900s.
So historic but old buildings, yeah.
The plan is to have like a homestead garden in this area out here.
Oh, wow.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's if you go in them, do they have tobacco in them? I'm sure they smell really good in there. I mean, kind of old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Especially if it was an old smokehouse.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see those anymore. People would put their hams in there. And, it smells so good.
So, Colby, this plant sale that starts at 9 a.m., it benefits your Master Gardener volunteers. Mm-hmm. How many Master Gardener volunteers do you have, and what kind of projects is this fundraising going to support through the year?
We're about 60 active volunteers.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, that is.
Be about 30-ish here today helping put this on. This is their flagship fundraiser, so it goes to help maintain the gardens here, the Arboretum, and put on educational programs throughout the year. And then they have a pollinator symposium coming up in June.
Oh, nice.
Bree Arthur, y'all probably know that name. She's coming to speak.
Bree's all over the place.
Mark Wethington with the Ralston Arboretum.
He's been on the show.
That'll be a fun event.
Where is that going to be held?
Here at the Ag Center.
Okay. When is that again?
June, the second Saturday in June, I believe. Yep.
Okay.
Second Saturday in June.
I can look that up while we converse.
And it'll be posted on the Nash County Extension website.
So that would be Saturday?
It'll be June the 21st, excuse me.
June 21st, Saturday. Okay.
Third Saturday in June.
Saturday in June.
Nice.
Yeah. Terrific.
The 14th is Melissa's 50th wedding anniversary. Everything's
nice.
50 or 40 this year.
Yeah.
Wow. Melissa's 50th anniversary from graduating at Meredith College. Their class reunion, 50th class reunion, is everything's 50.
Did I know that she went to Meredith?
I don't know.
My mom went to Meredith.
She did. Oh, that's some wonderful women came through there.
Yes,
boy.
They did. Yes, they did.
They were trained well. And, yeah.
And my mom
Rufus,
studied-
what have you been into? Did you find a donut or something?
Donuts.
Oh, okay.
I see an elephant here to my right. Is this a Christmas birthday wish or what? What is the...
I'll pay for it.
You said
oh,
you...
I've got some money right here to do that in a minute. What do we call that one?
What cultivar is that of
this
elephant?
This one is black coral.
Nice.
Black coral elephant ear.
Colocasia.
Mm-hmm. And is that, here in Nash County, does that winter over pretty well?
Yes. Just give it some filtered afternoon shade.
Okay. Yeah. And how big do the leaves get?
This is probably mature right here.
Okay.
What was that? About 13 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And how tall will it get? Or wide or...
It'd get about 2-3 feet tall, 3 feet wide. Yeah,
oh,
it'll spread
good.
Out when it lays down when the leaves lay down.
Y'all better get out here real quick because
There's only a couple of those left.
Only a couple of them left.
Well, he was eyeballing it, so I put it in.
They haven't opened it up yet, Rufus. So that's
Well, I say get out here and wait in line.
We don't want people to barrage us now. Eh? They know what's going on. So why did you pick that, Rufus? What was it about that caught
you? Because I don't have one.
Look at the foliage. It's striking deep purple burgundy foliage. It's phenomenal.
Well, the music tells us we're up on the news here. We're at the Nash County Cooperative Extension office. Is this considered 64 or what? Washington Street?
Alternate, yeah. 64 alternate.
Walter, business. Okay. We'll be back with more of the Weekend Gardener on WPTF. We're back in Nash County at the Cooperative Extension Service, and what a lovely day. I've said that so often, but we were expecting rain today. But the skies are just as blue. I don't know if that cold front has come through or not, or if there's need to look at the radar and see if...
I think the sun follows Rufus wherever he goes, right?
Apparently so. We've had pretty good luck with... Of course, we're outdoors under tents very often. We were in downtown Raleigh for the wine festival in October, I don't know, 10 years ago, more than that. But it was...
A river.
It was river, literally. And we thought we were going to get sucked up and pulled into down the drain or something. We were downtown Raleigh, and it was torrential rain, so... We haven't had a lot of that. Now, I did a tailgate show before a state game. Lou Holtz had come. He was South Carolina's coach, and he'd come back to Carter-Finley. And Hurricane Gustav, what was left of it, was coming through. I guess it was still a tropical storm. And it was blowing stuff all over the place. And here I am out there driving a golf cart and trying to protect the equipment and talk to people, sober or not. And that was as wet as I've ever been, I think. So don't hope that on anybody. I wish that on anybody.
I'm glad we don't have that problem today.
No, we do not.
One time I was at an event at the NC Arboretum, and a big wind gust came, and we were under a little tent like this. And somebody said, grab the poles of the tent. Well, we all grabbed one and lifted us off the ground about a foot.
Oh, my gosh.
Woo!
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Oh. Poor old Harrison had set this thing up. We were so worried about rain, but Harrison, thank you. Above and beyond the call of duty. We have Frank on the line, and he has a tomato question.
And Colby just left. That's unfortunate.
Well...
We got Paul here, though.
We got Rufus here. We got Rufus. Yeah. Frank, what's your problem with a tomato already?
Well, I haven't got it in the ground yet.
Okay, all right. Well, Rufus,
that's an easy problem to solve. Yeah, Rufus, go ahead and put it in the ground.
See, Rufus is you already got stuff in the ground.
I've got stuff in the ground. Paul, I've got six of them in the big pots.
Yeah.
Well, and I amended it with... I put a little lime in each one of them. I don't know. That's just something I do.
Oh, no, that's good.
My soil needs a little lime to it.
So, Frank, you going to put yours in a pot or what?
Yeah, I'm going to put it in a pot. I went by and got a bag of Miracle-Gro pots and soil for above ground. And next step is to get the right size pot for that 44 quart. And then I'm want to get the right plant to put in it too, or two. Y'all were talking about a particular variety of tomato plants, and it was supposed to be a really sweet one, a sugar baby or something like that.
Is that the little what I call a Tommy Toe? Are you talking about the little salad tomato about the size of a large size log roller marble?
I don't know which size it was, although I prefer that one because you can just pop them in your mouth and Go on.
Yeah. What's that very?
But I like them really sweet.
The one that grows so easy is there.
There is a it's a compact plant. It is called Sugar Baby.
Mm-hmm.
There
Did
is
that come
one.
On down?
There is one called Sugar Baby. You dealt with Sugar Baby variety tomatoes.
Is that a cherry tomato?
Yeah. Or, that's what we're talking about.
Well, they're 1 to 2 ounce tomatoes.
That's a little bigger than a cherry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the plant
That's still about right. Split it and do well. But I want to get right variety.
You want the right variety. You want the right variety for a sandwich, or what are your wishes and hopes here?
pop it on some salad greens and or even
cherry tomato.
Well, apparently this is.
So, Colby, what would be a good cherry tomato to grow in a pot? Good cherry tomato cultivar. I mean, Sun Gold.
Yeah, you took it out. That's
an easy, obvious sweet choice. Of course, that's not a red one, but it is
Sweet 100.
Super sweet.
Good. Sweet 100.
Okay, Sweet 100.
Yeah.
You can theoretically grow any tomato in a pot. You just have to have a big enough pot. But they do make some, more compact cultivar, mm-hmm. or they breed some more compact cultivars. But you know, if you got a big enough pot, and if you got 44 quarts of potting soil, you can probably use a pretty big, big pot and grow almost any cultivar you want.
Well, why don't you do this, Paul? Do your Sun Gold, which you never fails. No disease. Mm-hmm. I found no disease on them. Anything, and then grow a determinate meaning it's going to only grow a certain size, and put a cage around it, and you can have two kinds.
Well, I figure I could split it between two pots, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So go out to the farmer's market or go out to the arboretum and get the plants?
Well, the farmer's market would certainly have. I know Campbell Road Nursery is probably going to have some tomato. Rufus, you've been out there.
Campbell Road's got them, and Gerald is still there.
Oh, yeah, Gerald Adams, who was on the show. His livelihood during the April and May are tomatoes, and he's got more than you can come up with in your brain. It's just phenomenal. And, Gerald Adams, who's on the show with us occasionally.
Okay. Yeah, if you can track him down at the farmer's market, you cannot go wrong getting a tomato from him, and just get one of his good cherry cultivars, whether it's Sun Gold or Sweet 100, or he may have some others.
Yeah, he's in building number 2 at the farmer's market. That's the second building near Supersod, for instance.
And I would head out there right away because of traffic.
Traffic is pretty tough on Saturdays.
But typically he's only there on Saturdays. Do you know?
Yeah.
I imagine he's not there on weekends.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's there on Friday. I was there Friday. And he's certainly there today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, traffic's getting to be a nightmare around Raleigh anytime now.
I know. We don't have enough roads. And there's a lot of construction, too. So maybe that'll help eventually. I hope we all live long enough to see it. Everybody wants to live there, don't they, Frank?
Yeah, I'm going out there and I'll see Gerald just shortly.
It's Gerald and Henry's. Henry is his grandson. So
okay.
Don't do any business with Henry. He's only 5. All right, take it easy, Frank.
Take a lollipop.
There you go, bribe him. We'll be back with more. The Nash County Cooperative Extension Service with Weekend Gardener here on WPTF in Nash County.
This will come back sometime. Not.
All right, we're back at WPTF. Colby, your mama just came away with beautiful dianthus. That is a pretty dianthus. It's such a versatile plant, and
Yeah, I'm not sure what cultivar that was, but I think it's Bath's Pink is a nice one that will just make a nice border.
Yeah.
It smells really nice.
Yeah, and I was mentioning off the air, we have some that are, the leaves are almost silver, the leaves and stalks and everything, and then the lavender blooms, kind of a bluish. You know, you just never know what you're going to find, and that came from here at the Cooperative Extension Service, Nash County, for their plant sale that opens at 9, for those of you who are not Arboretum members.
There comes a lady with some hot lip salvia.
Yeah, be careful when you point at lady.
Yeah, I know that.
That's right, don't
hot
you?
Hot lip, yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure she's flattered. So we all need, we put all these plants out in our yard. We need some protection. Squirrels are certainly kind of cute and acrobatic, but not when it comes to the garden that you have there, personal playground from chewing on your deck and outdoor furniture to, oh, those little troublemakers causing big problems, digging in flower pots and stuff. But don't worry. There is a safe and effective natural solution. iMust Garden Squirrel Repellent. Now, it's made right here in the Triangle area. And iMust Garden uses botanical oils and natural ingredients that squirrels just can't stand. And the best part is they're people safe, pet safe, and completely free from harmful toxins or chemicals. So you can protect your yard without worrying. Available in both a convenient liquid spray and easy-to-use granules, iMust Garden Squirrel Repellent offers flexible protection for every corner of your outdoor space. Use the spray directly on flower buds, plants, decks, outdoor furniture to stop chewing before it, you know, really starts. And sprinkle the granules into the flower pots and also the garden beds to prevent digging and disruption. And if you're growing tomatoes, don't wait until it's too late because the squirrels will love them. And they may only take a little chunk out of them just to test them to see if that's their variety. Now, for the best results, start spraying your tomato plants when you plant them and before they begin to flower. A little prevention goes a long way, of course, with anything. You'll find iMust Garden Repellents at independent garden centers and hardware stores throughout the Triangle area, including Logan's Garden Hut in Fuquay Varina, Logan's Garden Shop at the Raleigh's State Farmers Market, plus many other local retailers throughout the Triangle area. Campbell Road Nursery, of course. iMust Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. Do you all have iMust Garden products around here?
I think the Garden Center in Rocky Mount has it.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
Sure.
All right. Well, for anybody listening in Rocky Mount, be sure and check that out. 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. What have you been up to? You got a pink plate there. You been eating a donut? Already eaten a donut. Okay, well, you get your mouth full. I won't make you talk.
Mike, going back to the Redbud of Denny's.
Yes.
The flamethrower you mentioned, he had shared a picture last week, and he had labeled it Eternal Flame. And I messaged him and said, is this a new cultivar? And he says, no, that's actually the name in the European Union that he had to change it to. So it's the same plant, but flamethrower over there has negative connotations to World War II. So they had to change it. They had to change it. So interesting tidbit. Yeah. But I kind of like the name Eternal Flame.
Well...
Oh,
I'm still trying to find. I have so many photos on my phone. I'm still trying to find a photo of Chris Hook says he's listening. Morning, Chris. I'm still trying to find the version. I planted that tree, Ruby Falls, several years ago, and it is magnificent looking. It's in a large concrete area at St. Michael's Episcopal Church, where I've been a member for decades. And when I came there, they had put an azalea. I mean, it's big enough for like one plant. They put an azalea out there. It's kind of a little area that's not concrete. And of course, that didn't work. I mean, it was very leggy after a while. And they tried knockout rows. That didn't work. either for some reason. So I tried this, and it is perfect for it. And it just stands out so much, and it's gotten fairly large. I mean, they don't get real tall. It may be 6 feet tall at this point, but it's very, very wide.
Ruby Falls Redbud. Is that the one with the dark-colored leaves?
Dark-colored leaves. And
yeah, it's supposed to stay that color all season.
It gets a loses a little tiny bit of it, but it's as we get toward fall. But it's such a lovely, lovely plant.
Does it need a little bit of shade?
This is in a concrete area
full sun. Yeah. Okay, full sun. And Colby, is it pretty easy to find that at local nurseries?
They're more common now. Yeah. Ruby Falls.
I know you can get it at Campbell Road Nursery. But one of the people, Lane, worked with Dr. Warner at State and helped develop a lot of this stuff. Mostly the perennials and fruit trees.
Yeah, he's done a lot of work on peach trees too.
Peach.
Right?
And the butterfly bushes, but you can usually find them, or she can get them for you.
And it looks like you've only got a couple of those here at the plant sale today, Colby.
There's only two Ruby Falls.
and the plant sale starts at 9. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for that, you need to get on out here and see if you can grab one. Of course, if you miss it, there's lots of other wonderful, amazing plants to choose from. I see a Coosa dogwood. I see a fringe tree that Mike mentioned. What other trees do you have over there?
There's a couple of white oaks, a nut all oak. There's some eastern hemlocks.
Now, that was 3 years ago.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Phenomenal.
That is spectacular.
And the photo doesn't do it justice for the size.
And it's kind of a cascading.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weeping form.
That's from another angle.
I had forgotten
that. The folks, I'm chairman of the grounds committee for some reason.
You're a groundhog.
I mean, for the last 20 years almost. But some of our lay weeders at the church clip those every once in a while. They kind of like it a little neater. Mm-hmm. You got to give it a little haircut down there, but you don't have to do that. You can let it grow out. But it's but you can see.
That's
sort of an expanse of concrete there, and one little plot that they left. So that has worked so far. So I'm glad I found that. Show it to you. Tomato wise, Colby, we're pretty safe in planting tomatoes now. Most areas, you get up in the mountains, you might have a problem, but.
I always tell folks the soil temperature is the main thing. 65 degrees or above.
Uh-huh. And are there any tomato plants for sale here?
Yes.
I see it there. Yeah, herbs and tomatoes.
Whole list of different varieties.
Yeah. People take their...
Some of them have blooms on them already.
Yeah. Okay.
But I have known that I don't care how early you start a tomato plant, until that soil warms up, it's not going to do anything. I've tried everything you can think of, little water teepees, everything that you can imagine to try to have an
voodoo?
To have an early tomato, and until the soil warms up, you're not going to get any tomatoes.
So Colby and Paul, and Rufus, what mistakes? What are the biggest mistakes we make when we try to grow the full size tomatoes that are harder to grow? What messes us up?
Say one thing is inconsistent watering. It's the main thing. You just need to be consistent. If not, you'll have blossom end rot. You want to pick a tomato, you stick your thumb in that nasty...
So when we water, what is proper watering for a tomato? In the morning, like most things, I suppose?
And drip irrigation if you can do that. Don't wet the foliage. You can just water right at the base of the plant.
Okay.
And infrequent deep irrigation, rather than trying to hit it every day with just a little mist.
So if we have a hose... That type of drip irrigation that we can encircle a bed or move over a pot or something, how long should we leave it dripping?
Anywhere to get at least an inch of water a week, at least.
And how do we determine that with drip irrigation?
Because
I know with a sprinkler, you can put a little can out.
Right. Well, if you get real technical, you can get pressure regulators, and you can it'll only put out that amount.
Right.
But
I recommend a finely tuned moisture meter that happens to be attached to your hand, and it's called a finger.
There you go.
And you stick that into the soil at a depth of about 4 or 5 inches, and if you detect moisture, then you're good.
Yeah.
When we're talking about an inch of water, we're talking about how much does it take on average to soak down around 6 inches into the soil. So that's what we're talking about.
That's simple enough.
Yeah.
I think one of the problems that I've learned, don't over-fertilize. You get a lot of growth, but people tend to over-fertilize because they want quick. Well, you'll get quick all right.
Now, Frank has already started with Miracle-Gro that's going to have some fertilizer in it. So
yeah, he'll get a good start. He may still need to do a little bit of supplemental as it goes through the season.
Every 3 weeks a little bit, Paul.
Yeah, three to five weeks maybe.
Not overdo it.
Yeah.
I know a person one time, he loaded it up with the shake and feed, and then he put extra fertilizer. I said, my God, you're going to kill it.
So
it grew about 5 feet tall and nary a tomato.
So what kind of analysis should we look for on the bag, Colby or Paul? I know that Spoma makes one for tomatoes, and they can be trusted.
You don't really want one that has an excessive amount of nitrogen, because you're going to get a lot of – it's good, but it'll get a lot of leafy growth and not a whole lot of –
And that's the first number on there as we look from left to right. So 12 or below or
– Yeah, I would go lower than that probably, like a 6 nitrogen.
Could we use an 888?
Old-fashioned
farmers?
888, 1010,
Okay, Is that what you use, Rufus?
I have never known anything growing up on a farm except 10, 10, 10.
Oh, okay. Well, let's step it up a little bit to 10, 10, 10. You're listening to The Weekend Gardener on WPTF. Mike Rayleigh here. Colby Griffin, Paul McKenzie, Rufus Edmonston, Harrison, we're all here at the Nash County Cooperative Extension Service for their Master Gardener plant sale. We shall return.